Now I want to ask y'all a question. Am I wrong? I just ended a 5-year relationship with this woman because she found out that her baby daddy got killed about 2 weeks ago. And she always told me how they was close. They good co-parents, and I ain't gonna lie. You know, everything been straight. Never thought anything of it. But she just texted me today talking about she went to the tattoo place and got his name tatted and shit, talking about RIP him. Bitch, what? Bitch, that shit over with. Just got this nigga name tatted. She like, oh, but he's dead. That's my child's father. We had a good bond, and I'm forever sad. And all this shit. I'm like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. You single. Obviously, your loyalty lied with that nigga. So, you know, I don't give a fuck if it's been 5 years. You got this nigga name tatted. Can't he your baby daddy? Get an obituary.
Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother, Big VJ, checking in. Did you hear him, beloved? We're going to shoot the bobo a little bit. Did you hear him? Dog said that his old lady of 5 years went out and got a dead man's name tattooed on her. And he felt violated, so he ended the relationship. He called his sister all out her name, like, bitch, you single and this and that. He said, you single and this and that. So we're going to just have a, we're going to have a conversation about mate selection. You know what I mean? And we're going to put a few things on the table. What I want to put on the table first is partnership, right? We'll be talking relationships, so I want to put partnership on the table. Then I want to put a versus. And then next to that, I want to put ownership on the table. Because it's a difference, right? If we ever had a conversation about love and a young man wanted to know what love looked like, if a young lady wanted to know what love looked like, I would tell her, baby girl, love look like partnership. I would tell little nephew, baby boy, I would say, love looks like partnership. How do you know that your relationship is kind of going over the fence to a toxic level? Like, how do you know? What are the first signs? And I say, well, one of the first signs is your shit is start looking like ownership. And you can hear the difference. Partnership, love. Ownership, toxicity. And it all goes back to mate selection. You know, on this platform, beloved, we say that, you know, mate selection is going to be the most important decision that you're ever going to make. Getting your GED is cool. Getting your diploma is cool. Graduating from college, bachelor degrees, masters, PhD, it's all cool. It's all good. Vocational training, certificates, etc. It's all good. It's what it is. It's all good. Mate selection, though, is going to be, again, the most important decision that you make. It doesn't really matter what you do academically, scholastically. It don't really matter. But who you connect yourself with is going to make, that's going to impact your life more than anything. More than anything, right? The brother was with this young lady for 5 years. And my question is, well, how do you have a 5-year relationship and nobody's married? Like, how does that happen? That's not my reality. That's not my circle. You know, me, all of my partners, my relatives, all of us that got married as men, we all did it in the first year. We all did it in the first 12 months. Because we're dating the women that we're going to marry. We're dating them. And dating is just collecting data. That's all dating is. You're just collecting data. And in our estimate, a relationship is not serious until you ask 300 to 500 questions. You're just asking each other. You're probing. You want to see if this person is ready for you can go to the next level with. And that next level is love and partnership. It ain't love and ownership. But it's interesting. When you listen to a nigga, like, he's trying to tell a young lady what to do, and the first thing you like, this nigga ain't even married to her. Like, what kind of say so? Just because you fucking, my nigga. And that's on women. That's a woman's problem. Women are letting niggas that's not even married to them make it seem like they should have say-so in what they do in their lives. That's a problem. But that's ownership. That's going to always go to toxicity. When the shit start looking like ownership, that's what it's going to start looking like. So I'm like, damn, dog. Okay, would you would have liked it better if you didn't know her and you met her and she so happened to have a dead man's name tattooed on her? Would that would have been better for your ego? Because it's all about ego. But then again, it can't be about ego because, again, she has a dead man's name tattooed on her. So that means the man whose name she got tattooed, he'd never see it. He was killed, unfortunately. She have a child by him. He would never even see it. That is that's what they be talking about when they say, give these people their flowers while they living. We do this is our culture. We do this amazing shit of gratitude and thanks and love and memory after you dead. But we can smell them flowers while we're living. Don't say no big old fly shit about me when I ain't here and run and get all these tattoos shit when I'm gone. Do it right here when I can see it so I can feel the embracement. I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have looked at it that way. Maybe I could see dog argument if he was married in promise, in covenant, and his wife did something and she didn't consult with him first. They didn't sit down and have a conversation about it first. Even then, we talk about it, and I would have been offended if she said, well, baby, I'm finna go get a tattoo. I think you should get a tattoo too. We should. No, I'm like, hell no. Hell no. But just your body. You want to go get some piercings and some tattoos and shit, carry your ass down in? Because it's just my job as a man to provide, protect, instruct, avenge, and revenge. This is, we talking husband talk now. But I have no say-so over a woman that y'all just fucking, bro. You didn't make her singles. Oh, man, well, you single now. Well, shit, she was already single. It's only two statuses in grown folks' world. You are either married or you are single. Nobody recognizes anything else. The gray area is called fucking. Y'all just fucking and hanging out. That's it. You just fucking it. You didn't say, man, she got this tattoo, so I canceled the wedding. I did it. And nigga, it was no wedding. So look, check this out. This is a lesson for young ladies. This is a lesson for young ladies. When you start to associate yourself with a man and y'all in a serious relationship, and again, on this platform, we classify a serious relationship by y'all have asked each other 300 to 500 questions. Black women, you got to do a better job in asking questions while you're dating, because dating is collecting data. So once you ask a question and you are providing an answer, all you're doing is lining up, right, the verbal with the behavior. And you just see, when you see the oneness in that, that's what it is, right? I feel as though black women do a horrible job at asking questions, at collecting data, or data as they say in the South, while they're dating. They just kind of got it's more of a physical attraction thing. You know, dude got his money right, and they get the butterflies, they get the crush feeling like they back at high school. Then y'all start fucking, and then you try to figure them out later. And then down the line, you don't even know, dog, because you never even ask the questions. I mean, black women is fucking niggas, and they don't even ask them, are you on any medication? They don't ask them. You been to jail before? You ever got an STD before? They don't ask them kind of questions. They figure it all out later, and sometimes the shit that they really need to know is too late, too far down the road. Right, but this is a teaching moment for sisters, right? Shout out to our brother Warren, right? If a man can drop you this fast, that means he doesn't know his purpose. It's important for women to date men that know their purpose. And then once he figures out his purpose, you already know you're fitted in his life, because the way that you regularly move, you are assisting him in his purpose, right? That's why all black women should get t-shirts made. Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, Memphis, Mobile, Pensacola, H-Town, New York City, LA, Omaha. Every black woman should have a t-shirt that says, "No purpose, no pussy." Because if a nigga knew his purpose, he can't break up with you that easy. He can't divorce you that easy, because you're helping him with his purpose. If he don't know his purpose, or he just, you know, and we respect all legal work. If you're not helping him with his purpose, you're disposable. You're really going to become a liability to him faster than anybody else, because you're not an asset, because he's not moving in his purpose. Any man that you are with, if you know your own relationship, whether you married, and that's the only real relationship, but if you dating somebody for a long time and you know you done made some mistakes and he forgave you and kept you, that's a man that's on his purpose. You're fitting right into his purpose. It's harder for a man, trust me now, for us to get rid of y'all when you fitted into our purpose. But if a nigga don't know his purpose and he just going life by life, check by check, month by month, year by year, anything you do, he can, because you are already going to be like a liability, and he needs you around for ego purposes. He don't know his purpose, so he needs you around for ego purposes. And the minute you do things to offend his ego, you're gone, because he don't know his purpose. All he got is his ego that's left. His ego is the only thing he got, and his ego is crushed because she got a dead man's tattoo. So I'm like, goddamn, bro. I'm like, okay, if the tattoo offended you, it offended your ego. Because the nigga got, and I don't want to just, cause, I mean, this nigga went live. The nigga grabbed his phone. He was so upset. He went on his Instagram and he shared what he felt like to the world. The man whose name is tattooed on the young lady you're currently, he's dead. He would never see his name on her body. So how does that affect your ego, bro? So if that affect your ego, I can go down the line. I say, all right, because we taking this journey now. We on ownership. We ain't on partnership. We on ownership. And I'm going to tell you what ownership look like. If that tattoo bothered you, if she came home with that obituary and she came and put it on the dresser, and that bothered you too. If she had dude's shirt on, the rest of peace shirt on, that would have bothered you too. Everything, because all you left is ego. You see, you're not in your purpose. All you got left is your ego. 5 years deep in the game, no purpose. You can break up that easy? Shit, both of y'all did each other a favor. Both of y'all did each other a favor. And we're going to leave it there, right? Blood, we're going to leave it there. Sisters, check this out. Check this out. I want sisters to hear me clearly. You have to be your authentic self when you're choosing a mate. Don't be fake at all. You are looking for partnership. Marry your best friend. Love shouldn't look like ownership. Whatever you love doing, whatever the way that you're flowing, you should be able to flow that way and have a partner in this world that's going to rock with you. Because his job as a man is to provide, protect, instruct, avenge, and revenge. And this is the partnership. You going along for the ride. This is what he's providing. Not ownership. Not ownership. Partnership. We live in this life together. Partnership. partnership. Ownership, I gotta compete. I gotta always feel like I'm competing. I wanna have the biggest dick in your life. I wanna have the most money in your life. I wanna be the sexiest guy you ever did with. I gotta compete everything now because I want ownership. I wanna own every sexual thought that you have. Ownership. That shit finna look tight. And check this out, man. Young players, I just gotta tell young players that we're gonna close out, but I gotta tell young players this. My nigga, you'll never be a woman's first option. It's not possible. If you're dating a young lady, if you're married to a woman, you are not her fucking first option. The nigga that she really wants, she can't get him. She can't get him. She settled for you. She settled for you, and she's loving you. She's showing up for the job every day of being with you. But she's settling for you, my nigga. You would never be her dream guy. You would never, you're the guy of her reality. You're not the guy of her dreams. Let me tell you what a black woman's, man, this is awful, all black and brown women, the man of their dreams, they all look the same. It's one guy, and in all of their minds, the man of their dreams, he always looks the same. He's over 6 foot tall. He's muscular. He's in shape. He got a 14-inch dick. He can fuck all night. He can fuck like a porn star, right? He got a fat bank account. He got 2 houses in Europe, 3 houses in Africa, 1 house in China, 1 in Australia, 4 in South America, 2 in Miami. He got 4 more houses in Los Angeles, and he have 5 houses in New York City. You know what I'm saying? He just work from home. He's a gazillionaire. You know what I'm saying? He has an unlimited amount of resources. He's a great listener, and he's a great talker. He's great at being serious. He's great at being a comedian. He's great at being a tough guy. He's great at being a gentleman. He's the fucking everything. This is the guy of every black and brown woman dreams. He's great with kids. He's great with adults. He's everything. Great smile, everything. Nigga, that ain't gonna never be you. So it is just your job when you're going into mate selection to find yourself as a person first. Find yourself as a person, find your purpose, and then seek out a woman that can assist her natural ways, assist you in that. And then everything could be peaches and cream from there. Capiche? Capiche. Peace and black power to your family. Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for hanging out. This is indeed real black out to this point. That man want ownership. Until next time, beloved. That man need the, we need devotion. Bless it. Until next time, peace and black power, man. I get it with you guys later. Peace, beloved. Peace. Peace.
There's a difference between a boyfriend and a husband. A boyfriend is just somebody you're considering marrying. A husband is a committed partner for life. Somebody who's a boyfriend doesn't deserve the rights of a husband. So for example, your boyfriend, you shouldn't be cooking for them. You shouldn't be cleaning for them. You shouldn't be running errands for them. They're your boyfriend. They're not your husband. So if you have a man in your life who's not your husband, who hasn't committed to you, you don't really owe them anything other than just to get to know them more. Because the boyfriend dating process is an audition for your husband. This is not the time for you to treat him like your husband. So if he's demanding husband's rights, then tell him he hasn't passed our audition yet.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.